Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly no one asked for this podcast whatsoever, but I'm having a blast, just maybe not today. I apologize for the low energy and for the low energy for the rest of this episode. I will get into why I'm feeling this way today. But, you know, it does tie in with today's topic. But if you are new, then what took you so long? You have a lot of other episodes to listen to, babe. Let's catch up. Let's get coffee, imaginary or figuratively speaking. We can do that. If you're tuning back in, then thank you for tuning back in. Much love. You are appreciated. I love you all that listen to me literally just scream into a microphone sometimes. But anyways, I'm just gonna get to it. Honestly, there's a lot to unpack, and I don't really know how long this episode is gonna be. Maybe kind of short, only because my energy right now is just not going well in this moment for me. But I hope you guys enjoy anyways. Much love, and yeah, let's get into it. And we're back. So, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I wasn't really going to dedicate this section or this big chunk of a section of today's episode. This episode is split into two parts. Part one is about what's going on in Texas, hence the title of this episode. And the second half is just more fun and giggles, you know. It's just, I went outside. It was weird. But let's get into the topic of today. So I mentioned earlier in my lovely, intro, that I am not feeling the best today, like physically wise. And let me explain why. So actually, you know what? I'm gonna save it for a second, because this is actually very important, like what I'm feeling right now. Because my feelings fucking matter, whether you care about it or not. So, and I know a lot of women are about to understand me for a moment. So, if you've been living under a rock, you may know what's going on in Texas regarding women's, or just people in general's, reproductive rights. I'm just gonna read like a very quick sum up of what has been passed in Texas recently, literally the beginning, like the 1st of September. So, Senate Bill 8 in Texas. So according to ACLU in Texas on Instagram, they say on September 1st, Texas worst and harshest and most dangerous abortion act went into effect. Senate Bill 8 states that you cannot get an abortion at 6 weeks into pregnancy, which is basically 2 weeks after missing your first period, which is essentially before you even know you are pregnant. Like, and you really just don't have a choice at that point. Like, you really do not have a choice. Like, you can't even choose if you want to have it or not. Like, you're, like, forced to have it, which is pretty invasive of someone's decisions, not just women. And I'm going to speak on behalf of me, myself, and I. I'm not going to be bringing any other person's situation in this, because I feel like every person that has the possibility to reproduce and really cares about and really values the necessity of abortion. I don't know how many people need to hear this, but just because you don't want to get an abortion, you personally, doesn't mean you understand why someone might want that for themselves. And for starters, that's one of the most private things you can do. And everyone reacts differently to abortion. Just, it's that simple. Like, why are you as a man giving an opinion on something you don't have? Do you understand how painful it is to even like be a woman? And let me get into my experience really quick, which is tying into today's episode as well. Yesterday, I went outside. I went to a club, and I'm gonna get into details of this said club event. But not only was I super excited, you know, but then reality hits me. One of my friends couldn't go with me to the club, so I really just went alone. Luckily, there was a lot of women at this event, so I'm very happy that I was around a lot of other women that could have, you know, helped me out if something dangerous were to have happened. However, being a woman is exhausting in so many ways. In so many ways, yo. I can't even begin to express how tired I feel in this moment, physically and also mentally. So I'm going to a club alone, which is a big red flag as a woman in general. Just in general. Like, even me existing is a problem. Even me walking down the street to run errands by myself is an issue. And then my mother, kind of my mother, bless her heart, you know, she was just being honest and she was just being like, yeah, like, it's just the truth. Like, you have to be careful. Like, please be careful. You know, I'm like, yeah. Not only did I have to be reminded that as a woman, I can barely even do anything by myself without having someone eye me or get killed or get raped or get any possibility of things against my will. Not only was I reminded of that, but also I was going to a club, so I didn't want to wear jeans to a club. It's just my preference. If I'm going to go all out, I would like to go out with, you know, more attention. So I decide to put on a dress, which I rarely do. Once in a lifetime do I wear a dress. Once, like, not even in a lifetime I wear it. Once a year is very rare. And for me, I wanted to wear a dress because, one, that's basically club attire, and two, it's just club attire, right? And then my poor mother, she was like, oh yeah, this isn't your fault at all, but that's just gonna call more attention to people at the club if said men do go. And I was like, you're right. Like, I'm not asking for it. My mother was not insinuating that I was asking for it, quote, asking for it. But it's true. Like, I have never felt more unsure. Like, me, I have big breasts, right? I talk about that joke all the time. I love making jokes about that shit. It's hilarious for me. But when it really comes down to me actually wanting to wear something more revealing, or even not even technically revealing, just me wanting to wear clothes that are not heavy in material, not a lot of layers, because I'm a type of person that, honestly, I hate wearing layers. If I could go naked in public, I wish I could. But no, I can't, because the second my nipples show in the fucking public, I'm basically, like, you know, charged for public nudity and indecency. But no, a man can go show his fucking nipples in the fucking place of any place. And he's like, yeah, man, shred it. You know? And being reminded of that was not really a comforting feeling. And it was also very honest. I was like, oh yeah. Anytime I wear anything somewhat even close to revealing, if I wear a tank top with a bra, bro, like most women wear in today's society, I look slutty because of my tits. And let's be honest, I'm being sexualized for something I honestly wasn't being asked to be sexualized for. I don't have a say when it comes to my breasts. Do I love my titties? Hell yeah. I love having huge, juicy anime titties, naturally. I love that. It's my favorite thing about myself. I fucking love it. They're like my personal squeeze balls. My stress balls, if you will. And not only that, but just because I go in public and have a regular bra on, which I rarely at all wear bras. I like to wear bralettes and sports bras at home. And when I go out in public, I wear actual bras, which I hate. Fucking hate it. Most women, if you ask any woman, they hate bras. We all hate them. We feel, I already have like dents in my shoulders, like dips in my shoulders from wearing bras. Yes, they exist, and it sucks, and I can't do anything about it. What am I supposed to do? And I don't want a breast reduction, even if I did, that's so not anyone's business, but I don't want a breast reduction because that's my choice. I like to have big titties, I do. And no one's gonna take that away from me. But no, the second I decide to go show my juicy anime like milk jugs outside, just because it's hot outside in the summer, I'm a whore, totally get it. But we're talking about abortion. Right, we're talking about women's reproductive rights, just people's reproductive rights in general. And let me get into why I'm feeling so terrible in this moment in my life right now, today, especially on Saturday, September 4th, which also I am recording when it's still light out. I'm so surprised at myself, because honestly, after this, I'm going to be eating dinner and watching La Casa de Papel, and I don't want to be disturbed. No one needs to know what I'm doing. I would like to very much be left alone in these hours. So last night I went to the club, right? And I'm on my period at this current moment in time. And I got my set. I'm gonna do a whole, maybe a YouTube video when the time is right, regarding my Paragard copper IUD insertion and all the details that most people want to know. But yes, that is the current birth control that I am currently on at this moment in time. And if I'm being honest, I did not do that much research on it because I knew that there were no other non-hormonal birth controls out there. Most of them always have hormones, and I don't care how many times every gynecologist, every doctor wants to say it's like so minimal amount of hormones. I don't care. I don't want that shit in my body. Isn't it crazy how I can say my body, my choice? It's insane. It blows my mind, but no, whatever. It's fine. So I only wanted a birth control that was non-hormonal. However, obviously everything has side effects, so I'm currently experiencing the side effects. So last night, I was coming home from the club, and I, shit you not, I almost saw the light of how painful these cramps were. And it was so detrimental that I was crying. I was like scream crying because of how painful it was. I've never experienced pain to that degree when it came to my period. I think the closest second experience I've had to that was in high school when I had like really severe cramping and I went to go ask for a fucking Tylenol pill on campus. And they're like, sorry, if you react badly, we don't wanna be liable if you die. I'm like, cool, okay, so you wanna like have me sit here in a puddle of my own fucking blood and suffer the consequences of fucking cramping. Thanks a lot, y'all. Fucking anyone doesn't care about women, I'm telling you now. No one, no institution, colleges, no institutions care about women. I promise you that. I don't care if you advocate all fucking day. But if you go around and close doors and not give women what they ask for and withhold any necessity or any resources they ask for, you do not give a shit about women. If you are a gynecologist, if you are blah, 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 whatever the fuck you are, and a woman is asking for resources to one, help her in any capacity, whether it's period related, gynecologist related, whatever it may be, and a woman asks for that and you don't give it to them, fuck you. Go to hell. You might as well go back to fucking like school for what you clearly would decide to specialize in, yet you clearly didn't specialize in it because, babes, if a woman's asking for this because they want this and they've also done their own research, which is also, you can give, you know, advice and then a woman can make that decision, be like, you know what, maybe that's not the best choice for me. Or they want to be like, you know what, I want to risk it if I have to, then get what they ask for. Regardless, if you're just holding back and not giving them what they ask for, then boom, you're a fucking piece of shit, and I hope you choke. And so, yes, I'm currently fatigued at this moment. I can barely move. It's not been a great day today. And when I say I can barely move, I mean like in certain like positions I am sitting or standing, I feel very weak. I feel very, como se dice, in pain. A lot of pain. And you would think, well, just take Tylenol. Babes, I hope that you know that most women, not just me, and maybe not even me, most women, and a lot of them, not maybe most, but a lot of them, have severe cramping to the point where over-the-counter medicine does not help. Really comprehend that. Because drugs are drugs, bro. They're not great for you. And however, they are effective sometimes, but sometimes you even need a higher dose, which is also really terrible for your body in general. But hey, if it's gonna get rid of the pain, drug me up, I guess, you know? Even that doesn't help most women with cramping. I hope that people really comprehend what I'm trying to get at. Like, even over-the-counter bottles of pills and painkillers are still not enough. Not enough. And if you're going to be the type of guy that's like, well, getting kicked in the balls is much harder. No, babe. I don't care what you say about that. Because eventually, that pain goes away. That pain goes away maybe in 2 days. Max. Tops. As a woman, I used to have 4-day-long periods. Easy breezy, could do anything I wanted. And my cramps were pretty bearable. I could take ibuprofen and call that a day. Or even then, ibuprofen didn't do shit for me sometimes, so I'd have to take a Tylenol, and I don't like taking Tylenol because of the acetaminophen, whatever it's called, drug in there. And if you overtake it, like if you take it to the extreme, it's like literally putting so much drugs in your body. So not my type of preference, just a preference for me. I really just be raw dogging my period right now. Like I'm currently, I'm not even on like any Tylenol at any capacity in this moment. I took a NyQuil before I went to bed last night, and it has acetamine, whatever the drug is for painkillers. And it didn't help, really. It just, I was praying. I was in bed at 1 a.m. after coming back from the club, literally switching positions in my own bed, trying to find a not so more, you know, painful position to sleep. And then I just prayed I would just knock out before I could feel anything else. I don't think people understand, let alone men can understand, what it feels like to have pain at that capacity. You bitches wouldn't last a day being a woman. You would not last one fucking day. Because not only that, not only is this abortion rights, not only is this periods, not only is this and that. Women go through a lot of pain every day. Every single day. Like, you know how, do you know how painful it is to get waxed? Your first few times? Me personally, I never get used to it. So I'm in there being ripped of my hairs. My personal preference, you know. I'm in there having my hairs ripped out of my fucking body by the root. And I'm just like, yeah, I guess this is it, you know. I guess this is fine. This is fine, you know. Getting your eyebrows threaded hurts. Minimally, obviously, but it hurts. Getting your eyebrows waxed hurts. And other women have other needs that they need to tend to if they desire. If a woman grows, you know, facial hair, because believe it or not, y'all, women grow facial hair. It's insane. Crazy how that works, right? Crazy. Crazy how that works. And some women don't like that. So they have to shave their faces just like me, you, and any other man on this planet. You're not special men. And then some of them like to get waxed. I saw a TikTok of this one woman that had hella hair on her like sideburn area and then like on her neck. They all were connected and she was getting that waxed. I know you men wouldn't last a second getting that waxed. I know for a fact. So my point. So I stated that I'm on birth control at this moment in time on the Paragard IUD. And I am currently suffering the cramping of it. So the side effect, which is heavy cramping and heavy bleeding. Obviously I don't love it. I don't like having to do this for myself. If you ask any woman if they genuinely like and enjoy having to take birth control, I can promise you that a lot of them will say no. We don't want to take this shit. I don't want to be on fucking Paragard. I wish I could just naturally not get pregnant. I wish I could just naturally not have to worry about that. I wish I could just go have a bunch of sex if I fucking wanted to. And not worry about having to get pregnant. I wish that was my life. I wish that was a lot of cases for most women. It's not a crime to enjoy sex for fun and pleasure. It is not a crime to enjoy sex with someone you love at the moment in your life and not want to get pregnant, both of you on that party. I promise you that no woman enjoys being on birth control. I promise you that. And me personally, I don't enjoy it. And I'm not trying to say that I'm complaining because I started doing this for myself, obviously. I chose to do this. But do I like that decision I made? Not really sometimes, no. I'll be honest. I don't really want to have to worry about doing this. I don't. And I'm so tired. Like, I really am. Like, I'm tired of sitting here feeling so horrible with these cramps. Like, last night was probably, like, one of the like scariest moments of my life of how much pain I was in. Like, I don't think anybody else can fathom that. I don't think anyone else could except another woman that's in my position. Like, what else do you want me to say? What else do you want me to say? So I have to suffer in my copper IUD pain because I chose that for me, just so some little bitch I end up marrying or some little bitch ass boy I end up dating is like, you know what? Let's not get pregnant now. How about you men step it up since you guys love being the dominant and caretakers? How about, or like, you know, just dominant men and, you know, why don't you just do that? Get a vasectomy. Apparently it's irreversible too. So it's like, what's to lose? Nothing. Nothing. Like, I don't know what else to say except I'm ugly and disappointed at what's going on in Texas. I'm disgusted in so many capacities. And I promise you that no woman on God's green earth enjoys being on birth control. Not every woman enjoys having to worry about having sex and then right after being like, oh my God, I have to like take the plan B, I have to do this, this and that, or worry about if their birth control is going to work. like, that's my biggest fear. Hello. That's a lot of fear for most women. And not only that, being on birth control always comes with side effects. Doesn't even matter what kind. Always comes with side effects. My Paragard IUD is with severe cramping and bleeding. A lot of bleeding. What's it called? I think the pill causes weight gain for some, acne for some. Obviously, every body has a different reaction. Obviously, that's definitely not to say I can, you know, generalize, but it's not fun. It's brutal. And I don't like to feel that way. I don't like having to worry about getting pregnant. I don't want to worry about that, but I do every single day. My nightmare, my personal nightmare, is getting pregnant before I'm even like 30. That's my nightmare. And all you men are over here like, let me come in you. Oh my God, I love you. I want to come in you. No. Get the fuck away from me. On God, get away from me. I don't want you in me. Like, dead ass. Like, no man is ever worth it. Trust me, girl. No man is ever worth coming for. And just so we're clear. But my point is that no woman that is on birth control most likely enjoys it, unless, you know, they had it for a different health reason or health necessity that they need to get on birth control. Most of the time, I can promise you that most women don't like it. I am one of them, okay? I don't like being on this shit. I have never felt more pain in my entire life, and I fucking hate it. But no, apparently if you decide to live in Texas and you get pregnant, end of story, basically. You have no choice but to keep it unless you go to out of state, which is costly and not always, you know, such an easy breezy idea for some. Maybe some people are like, oh, okay, I'll just go to like fucking California or something. That's not so easy. 1, 2, 3, let's do it. That's not how it works. And you men will never understand that. I don't care if you read up on it. I don't care if you study it for a living. I don't care if you do this, this, and that about it. You will never understand what it's like to be a woman. And you'll never understand what it's like to have an abortion, let alone actually consider one. You will never have the opportunity to be pregnant. You'll never have that opportunity because that's just not genetically possible. Like, that's literally inhumanely, biologically impossible. Like, it's just not going to happen. You'll never understand what it's like to have a period. Today, I was like on my own Instagram stories, just like watching people's Instagram stories, and I just saw endless men having fun, endless men having a blast. I'm like, that's so unfair how you but just get to have fun 365 days a year without bleeding once a month. I just hate you guys so much for that. Because, like, this is my life now. Bleeding and cramping every month to the point where I almost saw the light, bro. Fathom that. I felt like the only way I could really describe it, the pain I went through, was it felt like a bubble surrounding my ovaries, lower, like my lower part of my stomach, ovaries, and my back. I felt like there was just like a 360 like bubble surrounding those areas, just attacking me at once. That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like to be on birth control, side effect, cramping pain. On this Paragard IUD. I promise you, if a man asked me in public, like, hey, do you like this shit? No, I really don't. I really fucking don't. And if you're not taking birth control for any other important reason, like a health reason or anything like that, I promise you that any other woman or person on birth control fucking hates it. It's an inconvenience. And if you forget to take the pill or something, it's like, oh my God, end of the world. High key, like, literally could be the end of the world for you. And I'm tired. I'm exhausted. That's all I can really say. I'm disappointed. And no one cares about women. That's all I'm going to say. No one cares about women. I don't care how often you preach about it. I don't care if you really say you do. Your actions speak louder than your words. And if you're actually advocating for a fucking bill that women or anybody that can get pregnant doesn't know they're able to get pregnant, or like they're unaware that they can get pregnant, or they have no idea, which is most of the time, then get the fuck away from me. You're trash. I hope you honestly choke, and I hope that you never see happiness, because that's like literally inhumane. Like, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know how on God's green earth that makes any sense. And honestly, I would never want to visit Texas. Never have liked it. Not even interested in checking it out. No. Pass. And with that, I further emphasize that women don't like to have, or like people in general don't like to have to worry about reproductive issues and having to deal with living in that. You know, you have to worry about not getting pregnant. It's an exhausting thought. Worrying and taking care of yourself to avoid getting pregnant, because let's be honest, everyone, hear me out, all right? Listen, I know you're not gonna like to hear this. I know a lot of people that are able to get pregnant. You're not gonna like to hear this, but birth control is literally going against what your body's made to do. And I'm not happy about to accept that fact either. Birth control is quite literally made to go against your body's necessities. Like, if you get pregnant and you're on birth control, you going against the grain and you getting rid of the possibility of you getting pregnant is quite literally going against your nature. Do I like to hear that and also say that myself? No. But do I realize that birth control is incredibly important and essential to any person that can get pregnant? Yes, me included. I'm literally on birth control. And the fact that I can literally have sperm in me, almost get a child, and then have it be killed with a copper in my body, that's literally going against nature, like how a body's made to do. No wonder women feel so terrible on their periods and everything. Like, I don't like having to do this. I don't like having to be on birth control. I don't. But I know I have to do it because I don't want to get pregnant. Is it a crime? I think it's more of a crime to have a child when you know you're, one, not financially ready to have one, two, irresponsibly not ready to have one, and also just not in the mood to have one. Like, me personally, I'm an impatient person. I don't want to have a child. Why should I be forced to have one? So I can put a child through pain and inconvenience and treat them like they're a problem? No. That is not how you have a child. So with that, I rest my case. I'm tired. I'm done. I've had enough. And moving on to the next section, which is a little bit more happier and preppier. And that's all I'm going to say. Bye. And we're back. And we're here for part two of this episode. So I already ranted. I will be providing resources down below for resources for Texans and abortions. So we're closing that, and here we are with the second part of today's episode, which is I went outside. Y'all, I went outside, and it was, well, when I say outside, I mean like going to dinner every few nights with friends, not really considered my version of going outside. It is nice though, I do enjoy that, but going outside, and also, by the way, my first time being in a club ever. Okay, let's just unpack. So, let's start from the very beginning of before this event, said event. So, my favorite band. listen. My favorite band ever of all time is CNCO. I don't know. I don't care if you don't know them. Google is free, babe. CNCO. It's like single, but without the I. And so, they're a Latin boy band, and when I say that I love them like a fangirl, I mean I really do. Like, girl, I love them. Like, no. My love for them as a band is like me back in like age 14 fangirling on Twitter over people that didn't care about me. Like, that's how it feels with them. I love them that much. They're my favorites. They're my babies. Like, they're like scrumdilly-ishes, and they're also so talented. It's like, what's even better? Like, talent and good looking, double homicide, but in a really good way. So let's fast forward. So they go on tour, right? And then I'm just like, oh shit, Miss Rona, I don't think that's a good idea. But then again, you know, I went. So but regardless, so I was like, damn, is it worth it, you know? But eventually I caved in and I was just like, fuck it, I'll do it. And so I bought the ticket, right? I bought a ticket like the week before the show, which was last night, September 3rd. And I was like panicking a little bit because of, one, Rona, and also two, like I don't know how a club works. I really don't. And I haven't been to a concert in probably even before the pandemic, I wasn't going to concerts that much anymore because I don't have the same music taste as a lot of my other friends do. So it was like even harder for me. I was like, damn. And also, I did ask one of my friends if she wanted to go, and she was like, no, I can't. I'm like, well, okay then. I guess I'm going myself. Whatever, fuck it. I'm tired of having to rely on other people for having fun. I'm tired of it. Honestly, this is your sign. If one of your favorite bands or artists is going to an event or is, having a concert near you or is going on tour or whatever and you don't have tickets and you want to go but you don't have friends to go, just fucking go. Just go. Just go, I promise. Just do it. Buy the ticket. You will not regret it. I actually had tickets to CCNTO when they were going on their bigger tour before their tour right now in this year, 2021, like last year, 2020. Not only did I lose my tickets because of Miss Rona, but I also lost the band member, one of the band members. And it's cool though, you know, it's fine. Shit happens, you know. Boy bands, you know, they split up a little bit sometimes. It's not a big deal. It's not the end of the world. I don't really judge regardless. And so not only was I losing tickets, I also lost a band member of even seeing them live. So there's that. But regardless, so I couldn't see them in 2020 because I missed Rona's highest peak. And it sucked. My little fangirl heart was like, fuck, this sucks. I wanted to see them live, and then, you know, they ended up doing a club tour, which is even better because it's 18 and over, so you little bitches can't come if you're under that age. So let's see. I bought my ticket for this event like a week before, right? I got VIP because also I clawed the club before I even got there, and I was like, what's the deal with like this VIP section? Like, what's that all about, you know? And then basically I had like seating, and honestly, if you are in your 20s, or, you know, mid-20s, maybe even older, me personally, I'm only 22, and I would like a nice place to sit. I really appreciate that club venues have that, and I think all of them should, because I'm wearing heels, and it was also my period yesterday, so, and I still am, and I would really appreciate a seat. I would really appreciate that, and y'all, so I'm going into the nitty-gritty details that you didn't care for or ask for, but I'm just happy I saw them live, okay? Let me be happy and let me enjoy being outside for once. So I was panicking about Miss Rona, so I called the club and was like, what's the deal with like the seating, right? What's the deal? If you want to know about the club was actually really cute, really small, low-key, new for sure. Never heard of this club before. It's like the Vermont in Hollywood. Never heard of it. I think it's new. I'm pretty sure it's new. I think they opened in 2019 and boom, pandemic. So I'm glad I actually gave them business because the place is really nice and also pretty exclusive and new, and also just like giving them money because, you know, concerts weren't doing well or were not happening at all to begin with in 2020. So to open a business like kind of in 2019, try to get like traction takes a while, and then boom, a pandemic doesn't really help financially. So I'm glad I could help, you know, a new venue. Give them my money, basically. So there's that. And a lot of people went, so that's also a lot of money going on. So I called the club and I was like, what's up with this VIP seating? Like, what's the deal? They're like, oh yeah, there are places to sit. Like, it's a really nice view of the stage, like private bar, private bathrooms. And I'm like, say less. So I got my VIP ticket. I was super pumped, super excited. And then the big RIP period happened. Like, I was so tired. I was like, oh, I am excited. It's just, I'm really tired. And I'm so, like, introverted now because even more so with COVID, and I don't go outside. And also, even before COVID, I really wouldn't go outside really too much. It was, like, a rare occasion to do that for me. And it was, like, overwhelming, if that makes sense. Like, going outside after a huge pandemic. We're still in a pandemic, by the way. Just take care of yourselves, but just going through that, you know, it was just like, oh my god, like, this is a lot for me to handle. Like, even me, like, preparing the whole week for this concert, I was like panicking because, like, I started school already, so I was trying to do my homework before, you know, Friday, obviously yesterday, and I was like trying to get my shit done before, which I did, you know, love that for me. And I was like, okay, you know, I just forgot that I have to do things. Like, I forgot I can't, like, do, like, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday for homework or anything. So I was like, oh, fuck, right, I have to do homework and do all that before I even go. And I went to get my eyelashes done, you know, just for the vibes. I just wanted to look cute for myself, you know? And if anything, if Chris Ravellas wanted to ask me to be the One Less Lonely Girl but CNCO audition, I would have said yes. Like, say less, you know? But regardless, so I bought my ticket. I'm really excited. I'm pumped. And it just didn't hit me that I was seeing them at all. Like, I was excited, but, like, it just didn't hit me, you know? It didn't really hit me. And also, low-key, in the back of my mind, I was like, Rona, you know? But which was really nice is that it was not that crowded up in VIP. There was probably less than 100 people there, if I'm being honest. There was, like, probably less than 100 people up on the VIP section, which was really comforting to know. And I felt very safe in that venue. Like, the second I got there, I felt really safe. So, okay, so fast forwarding to Monday, I didn't do homework, maybe, I don't really know. I just remember doing, like, so much work when it came, you know, like, Tuesday, Wednesday or something, or anything like that, because I had to do two assignments, and it felt like a lifetime. Every assignment felt like it was a lifetime to do. But I finally finished it right in time, you know. I was gonna get my nails done, but my nails are kind of long right now, so I was just like, permanent manicure energy, you know, whatever. And so, it came to Friday yesterday, and I was panicking the whole day, literally. But, like, more so when I was in the car to, like, get to the event, more so. And I don't really take pictures of my outfits when it comes to nights out, and also I went alone, so I didn't really have anyone to take pictures of me, you know? And I wore, like, you know, a classic, you know, mini black dress or whatever. And I never wear dresses. It's like once, not even once a year, not even once in a lifetime. It's a rare occasion when I do that. And I was just like, you know what, fuck it. Club attire is basically dresses, and I don't care what anyone else says. It's basically how it works. I don't care. And so I whipped out the dress, put on some shorts underneath, you know. Really, like, anytime I moved, it went up, and I was just like, you know what, fuck it, I don't care. If anybody sees my Lululemon 2-inch seam short, I don't care. And so I was excited but also anxious because I was like, oh, fuck. I'm going to be in a club with people around me after over a year of, one, not seeing that many people, and, two, going to a club for the first time, one, by myself, and, two, in the middle of a pandemic. And also, not only that, but I was alone. I felt naked and afraid. And it was just overwhelming. It really was overwhelming. So, like, to the point where I was like, oh my God, like, am I gonna survive this? Like, am I gonna live? Is this even, like, I wanna turn around, I wanna go home. I was just like, oh my God, this is so exhausting. I'm so scared, oh my God, I'm scared. I can't do this. Like, I almost turned around home. I was like, fuck. I should go home, I really should. I don't know if I can handle this. And I didn't go home, because I'm a big girl, I can do things. And so, I get to this event, right? It's all the middle in Hollywood, and, like, the line to get in is just, the line is just something that never pleases someone during a concert. Like, the line to get in to the event, no matter where it is, no matter what event it is, no matter what concert it is, always seeing that line is just deceiving in so many ways. You're like, ah, shit, here we go again, you know? But before I left for this event, I had sushi, right? Because homegirl over here, me, said homegirl, she's going through it. And I'm actually really upset I went to a concert on my period. Because honestly, who wants to be on their period when they're at a concert, right? And I just mentioned, like, quite literally, like, maybe less than 20 minutes ago on the same episode, why I'm in a lot of pain. So, wasn't fun. But regardless, so I was like, oh God, I do not want to wear a dress right now. That's, like, the last thing I want to wear to a club for the first time, because it's just uncomfortable. And it's just not something that's, like, for me, like, I don't look hot in dresses. Like, I know maybe to everyone else, it's like, oh my gosh, she looks so pretty, I want to look like her. No, not for me. Like, for me, like, my version of looking hot is, like, wearing, like, short shorts, a crew neck that covers my entire body and stomach, and, like, honestly, just really chunky you know, sneakers or platforms. That's my version of happiness. And then my nails done black, but I couldn't get my nails done. I just wasn't down to sit for over an hour in a chair and then doing my nails. For me, that just takes hours, unnecessary amount of time, and I'm just not down to do that anymore. I will eventually. It's just my patience is wearing thin when it comes to getting my nails done. It's like, ugh, I love the after, like the after of, you know, having your nails done and everything. And then, but the process of doing that is just too long. It's just like, get to the point, girl. Like, please just do my nails in like 10 minutes. Like, obviously it's impossible, but regardless. So I get to this club, it is packed, but luckily the line, even though it was long, it went by fast, you know, just to get people in. It was 8 p.m. It was around like 8:15, 8:30. No, 8:30 I got there, right? Yeah, I got there at 8:30, which is pretty early if doors open at 8, honestly, for me. I was trying to go like a little later, but whatever. Because I hadn't been to a concert in so long, I don't even know how the rules work anymore. I like honestly forgot how rules work. And me personally, I thought that CNCO as a band was going to go on at like, what, 9:30? No. I was so mistaken. I was mistaken in a lot of ways, but we're going to get into that. So I get there, I wait the line, it's cold. I'm like, oh, fuck. Damn. Should have worn at least maybe jeans or pants. And I don't like wearing jeans. It's disgusting for me. Jeans are just uncomfortable. Like for me, honestly, my club attire is just sweats. Honestly, any occasion for me, sweats. Any other occasion aside from sweats would be shorts. And I was basically wearing a mini dress in the middle of Hollywood in Vermont. Like, I was just like, and also it was dark, and also it gives me anxiety because there's a lot of people around you, and I was very overwhelmed, you know, having that thought of like going to a concert by yourself and you're also alone. It's like, oh my God, I'm going to a concert alone. Everyone else has friends and is talking to people. I'm gonna like cry. I'm so alone. Oh my God, I'm so by myself. I wish I had friends to talk to right now while waiting in line. But I, you know, didn't. I tried to push that thing in the back of my mind right now. Like, don't think, just enjoy it. You're here now. That's what you've been wanting to do for the past, like, I don't know, over a year, trying to see this fucking band. And I should be excited, you know. I'm trying to pump myself up, you know, just trying to get myself in the mood to enjoy the concert, you know. That's what the whole point is, you know. But I was trying to get myself pumped up, and also I've been like trying to tell myself not to complain so much anymore. I'm trying not to do that so much because I know nobody likes a complainer, bro. No one likes that. And I'm trying not to be that type of person that complains a lot. So I'm like trying to find the good of what's going on right now, you know, even though I'm alone, but I look good. You know, I look snatched. Waist is snatched. Waist on thin, you know. And I was wearing these really cute strappy heels. They're actually my mom's, but she gave them to me and they look really cute. I looked so cute. And I wish I got pictures of myself. And for me to wear a dress and think I look cute in it and not have my body dysmorphia ruin me is a very rare occasion, which I should celebrate more. Honestly, love that for me, because I really did that, and my body dysmorphia did not ruin it for me. I knew I looked hot as fuck, which is a very rare occasion when I wear dresses. So I'm in there, you know, I'm wearing like maybe like a 1-inch, 2-inch max kitty heel, you know, very tiny heel. I was gonna wear these actually really cute green 4-inch heels from Ego Official, you know. But I realized the second I got there how glad I was when I didn't wear them. But I'm waiting in line. The line isn't really taking that long. I wasn't even probably out there for maybe 20 minutes. I was probably there for like maybe half of that. 15 minutes max. Honestly, it wasn't even that long. And so they start moving the line, you know. I'm like right by a subway and like some random offices. And across the street's like the train. Like you have to go down the stairs to go to the train, right across the street, that entrance. And so I'm like, you know, just waiting, vibing, just like people were talking so loud. I was like listening to every single conversation. I was not even trying to be chismosa. I was just like literally there was a party in front of me talking, like they're right in my ear. And then the party behind me was like 5-6 people. And they were all talking all about like CNCO. I was like, oh my God, I want to be like, I want to chime in, but also like, we're not friends. But and this isn't even like the part where I even get to the concert, y'all. Like this is like something funny that happened. So finally, time is flying by. It's like what, like 9 p.m. inside, or like no, it's like 9 p.m. by the second I get inside, whatever. And I give the bouncer my ID because, like, there were, like, two guys. There was, like, one that was giving a wristband just because you got into the event, and then another wristband to get a pink wristband to make sure if you're going to drink that you're 21 and over. Like most clubs, you know. And I get both. Y'all, like, the second guy that I ran into to give me the pink wristband before I went into the club for VIP, y'all... So I give the guy my ID. He looks at it. He's like, I'm just trying to make sure it is. I'm just trying to verify. He's like looking at my ID. And then he looks at me and he's like, oh, you're 1999. One of the last ones going. I was like, didn't need to do that, bro. Didn't need to remind me that all you had to do was look at the 1990 something part in my fucking, you know, driver's license for you to be like, oh, 21 and over. Bye. Because I saw this TikTok, and I think either my sister sent me or one of my old friends sent me, of like what buying alcohol in 2021 feels like. And it's a guy going to a liquor store or a gas station, giving the bouncer his ID, or no, the person their ID, buying beer. And then the guy like looks at it for like not even like half a second and gives it back to him. And he's like, oh, like, that was really fast. How did you get my ID so fast? And then he was like, your birthday starts with 1990 something. And I was like, that made me realize. I was like, oh my God, is he for real? Like, that's so true. And then I saw another Facebook meme that was like, I just don't feel comfortable and how I don't feel happy and I don't feel sane, nor do I feel... Like, I just don't like how it's sitting with me that my birth year is getting further and further down the line of years. Because, like, every time you do anything that involves putting in your birthday on any website or your birth year, you always gotta, like, look for, like, what's it called? Your birth year. And I usually press the tab button to, like, go and, like, go through each, like, fill-in section of like anything you put online with your phone number and your name and your birth date and everything. And then usually I press tab and I put 0609 and then my birthday, my birth year, which is 1999. And when I press the one, like 1999 doesn't even come up. I'm like, you're gonna do me dirty like this? Like, no sir. Like, didn't need to come at me like that. Like, don't remind me. Like, there is no reason for you to like call me old or anything. And that was, like, the moment I was like, oh, fuck, man. Like, thanks, but, why? Like, it was just funny to me. It was just a funny reminder that, like, that actual TikTok that I saw of, like, the guy in the liquor store or whatever, it came to life for me. I was like, oh, fuck. It's happening! Like, it's happening! And so my little tiny kitty heels took me up to VIP. And honestly... this VIP stairwell was quite cute. The vibes were on. The lights on the, like, there were, like, lights covering the entire walls on both sides of the stairs and the little handlebars. They were super cute. I was like, this is a vibe. Like, this is cute. And it's also dark, so nobody can see my dress right up if I ever move any inch. And so... I walk through VIP, which is, like, kind of on an upstairs kind of vibe. And then when you go down, when you look at the railings, you look below and it's just, like, everyone in GA and everything else, like, other people on the stage. And I, like, go through and I just, like, kind of, like, look at the area, you know, make sure I'm good, you know, make sure there's no one gonna, like, you know, kill me, you know. And then I'm, like, waiting for the bathroom, right? And it's, like, probably, like, 9:15 or, like, no, not even, if anything. It was, like, pretty much, like, almost 9. And then... someone was just like, oh my God, did I scan your ticket? I'm like, oh no, I'm sorry. And then I give her my ticket and then I'm like waiting for the bathroom and then she like points me like, oh my God, that bathroom's ready. I'm like, oh, queen, thank you. I need to pee so bad. And so I go pee. And then most people panic, you know, common concert panics is when you're in the bathroom, then you hear people speaking on the stage. You're like, oh fuck, are they about to come on? Oh fuck, I gotta hit a spot. I was panicking, like mid tampon in my pussy, like, panicking, getting a new like panty liner, rushing out of the bathroom to make sure I'm good, you know. And I hear people on the stage like speaking. I'm like, oh fuck. Ah! I'm like going to full panic mode. And honestly, I don't even know why I did. I'm gonna get into why as to like why it didn't matter. And so I am just like, oh my God, oh my God, I'm gonna panic. Oh fuck. And then I come out and there was nobody else there anymore on the stage. I was like, what the fuck? What is this? And so I find a place to like go through and like, you know, find a place that I can see really well before any other bitch comes up and takes a spot of mine. So there were chairs and seats and tables, right? And then across was like the bar and the bathrooms, and then they kind of had railing to see below like the main entrance of where GA goes. And y'all, honestly, like, it was like pretty much 9 p.m. at that point. I find a spot and I stand there for 2 hours, basically. I got there at like 8:30, got actually inside the facility around maybe almost 9 p.m. And then I actually got my spot where I was going to watch the show at 9 p.m. CNCO didn't come on until fucking 11 p.m., y'all. I was like about to rage. It was a havoc for me. I was like, oh no. Y'all, I may be wearing 2-inch heels, but this shit hurts. If y'all don't just come on. And I was also freezing inside. So I was like short mini dress, short sleeve. Like I was like freezing in there. I almost ordered a drink and then I asked for a mojito and they were like, sorry, we don't have mint. I'm like, y'all, I'm asking for the bare minimum here. Y'all don't even have mint? Forget it. Like, I almost ordered a pina colada, but for me, that's like too basic. Like, I need to have my mojito. Like, for me, that's like stronger. It like actually makes me feel something, you know? Like, having like hard liquor makes me feel something. And I'm kind of glad I didn't have any alcohol because my period would have not handled that cramping for the whole night. So I was sober, which was embarrassing, like a virgin. And not gonna lie, wish I was drunk in some capacity, but I was bleeding. And honestly, every time I drink on my period, it's like hell in my ovaries. So I'm good. And also I bleed 100 times harder and thicker and more. So I'm like, maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe that was a sign telling me that don't drink. Like that was just a good idea. And I just saw all the little gals on the bottom just enjoying themselves, drinking away. I'm like, I want to be you. So bad. Like, I want to be drunk out of my mind, and I'm not. And yeah, it was sad. But I'm just standing in one spot for 2 hours because I didn't want to lose my spot. Because, like, the two girls next to me, we did not speak once. I didn't even talk to the person to my left or to my right whatsoever. But they just, like, periodically sat down, stood up, and everything. I did not move 1 inch from that spot because I knew if I moved, shit would go down. Maybe that's just maybe how, like, you know, bigger concerts are when it's not a club. Maybe like when it's an actual stadium, it's like more packed because you have to like make sure you get a good spot in order to actually see the person you want to see on concert. So I knew I had to stay in that spot for two. Well, I didn't actually know, but I stood there for 2 hours. I did not move, nor did I have to go to the bathroom. I had dinner around like 6:30, 7 p.m. I did not move at all whatsoever from that spot. I knew if I left, the bitches behind me, the bitches next to me, the people like to my left would have taken that spot. And I didn't want that. I had a great view. And I didn't need that. I didn't need anybody taking my spot. Mm-mm, no. I will rather lay down my life than give that spot up. So I stood there in my 2-inch, maybe 1-inch kitty heels and no platform to support me. So straight up just elevated foot and vibes, you know, just pain as I kept, and I just kept moving my feet because I just didn't want to, you know, sit down, but I also just, you know, try to find ways to, like, you know, not be standing for that long. And then I'm just like, okay, they're probably gonna come at 9:30 passes, 9:45 maybe, 9:45 passes, 10 p.m., nope, thought they were coming, but no, 10:15 maybe, no, didn't come out, 10:30 maybe. No, 10:30 they're definitely coming on. No. 10:45 p.m. No. 11:01, y'all. I was like, y'all are lucky. You little CNCO kings are good looking and talented because I would have fucking left. I considered leaving for a second. I was like, I understand that no artist comes on time. I get it. I'm not complaining about that. I know that no artist ever is ever on time at all. But to be almost 3 hours late, bro, it's like one of those moments where you like see people posting on your social media, but you still have text to send them and reply to. Yeah, that was what it felt like, because I was straight up just like waiting in the cold. Well, not really, not to be dramatic, but I want to be dramatic. Obviously, I'm a Gemini. I can do whatever I want. But I was in a mini dress, basically bald on my hair, on my legs, in 2-inch, maybe 1-inch heels and kitty heels, which is baby heels. And I was wearing a short sleeve dress, and the back of my dress was open, so I was freezing. And I was in one spot. I did not move whatsoever. I didn't even, like, I danced, but that was it. Like, that was all I did. That's barely doing anything. And not gonna lie, it sucked. It was trash. Just waiting that long. And honestly, the DJ kept dragging it, y'all. Like, I wanted to go down there and slap him. Like, his set was really good. I'll give him that. But homeboy, every few 30 minutes would be like, who's ready to see CNC? Are you guys ready? And then, like, nothing would happen. He was like, are you guys ready? Whatever. 30 minutes later, no one would come up. No CNCO, no nothing, you know? And 30 minutes later, the guy would be like, who's ready to see CNCO? No one. No CNCO came up. Nothing. No vibes, no signs, no nothing. And it was just annoying. I was like, bro, how are you going to say who's ready to see CNCO? And homeboys are not appearing. They are not ready to be seen, apparently. Whatever. And also, it was really funny because they kept posting on their social medias, like, we'll see you guys soon, LA. I'm like, if you guys don't get your asses out right now, I am freezing in this fucking club. Play your set already. Like, I was just like, I went from like fangirl to like, let me find you and yell at you a little bit. Like, why? The nerve, right? So basically, also, I even like told myself before I left, I was like, should I go later? Maybe, you know, maybe that's a little bit better. And so I almost did, but also I knew if I went any later, that's the problem with concerts. Like, if you go any later, especially at a smaller venue, if you go any later, there's not going to be any spots for you to find, like, a spot for you to actually, like, watch the show, basically. Which kind of sucks, because, like, they don't go on until, what, maybe 11 p.m., and you're there at, like, 9 p.m. waiting and waiting and waiting in just one spot, which is exactly what I did, which sucked. But I'm not going to be a negative Nancy here, okay? They came on 11 p.m., my heart dropped because I finally saw the love of my life, Christopher Reyes, and I'm like, oh my god, like, literally, I will have your children. I will rip this IUD off of me right now and have your kids. Oh my god. You know what I mean? Like, it was definitely that energy. They've put their set on. They put everything. And y'all, I was feeling every bit of that. Like, no alcohol in me. Just straight up good vibes and soberness. And a lot of bleeding, clearly. And so, y'all, they end their set, though. They start at 11:01, right? And I remember the time. I remember it. They played for 55 minutes, y'all. The way that did not sit right with me in any capacity, I was so upset. I was like, what is this? I love you guys, and I always will, but really? You're not gonna play my favorite songs? Like, they played all the songs I did like, except maybe, like, three, maybe, they didn't play. But those were, like, from their older albums. I don't think they really would have played it. But they played for 55 minutes. I was like, No, you guys better get your asses on stage again. Excuse me, give me at least a full hour. An hour and a half, maybe. What is this? What am I supposed to do with this? What is this? I was like, no. New Kings better get on the stage. I did not just spend 2 hours waiting for a 55-minute concert. I mean, I love them. I really do. I'm just saying, like, I don't think that was really up to them. I think it was just really up to, like, you know, their management or whatever. But really? 55 minutes? I know if it was a regular concert with no Rona or anything, that would have been, like, an hour and a half, maybe. But no. 55 minutes, y'all. I was supposed to live with just seeing them for 55 minutes of my life when I could have honestly gone longer. Whatever, though. Whatever. The concert was good. The set was great. Loved them to death. And they were all delicious and scrumptilicious looking and also very talented. They hit all the high notes that they knew how to do. They understood the assignment in every song. The chef's kiss. The culture. The environment. the DJ before, the DJ during their set, delicious, mwah, chef's kiss. And then comes the end of the concert, right? They kick us out, you know, eventually, you know, that's how shit works, you know? And then I go take my little ass home. And I'm in my car, just taking it in, happy as a clam, you know, happy to at least see my, the love of my life, Christopher Velez, for just even 55 minutes of my life, you know? And also sad, because I was like, well, I'm never going to see them for a really long time again. I'm really sad now. And also, I was like, well, guess I'm not hooking up with them at all. Guess I'm not going to be pulled to the side and be like, hey, you wanna go backstage? No, I didn't have that. And also, when I was watching the show, I was having such a 2014-year-old me moment. I don't know how old I was back at that time, maybe 13, I don't know. But regardless, so I was having a fangirl moment to the point where I was like, I think it's time I get on Twitter and make a fan account again. And I retired my days of the fangirl life a long time ago, but not with CNCO. I almost considered making a Twitter account in that very moment on my phone, like, okay, I am a CNCO owner. My favorite is Christopher Velez. I love them. And yeah, I almost did it, considered it. And then when I left, I was like, oh, I want to see them again. I want to go. And then, yeah. But when I got home, I was in my vehicle, if you will, on my way home. All of a sudden, I get hit with this cramp that honestly, it made me cry. It made me scream. And it also made me almost pull over. Just thought of it. And it also made me realize that life was just, that was just sad. Like, the second the clock struck midnight, I feel like it just all hit me at once. Thank God it wasn't during the actual event, though. I would have literally killed myself if that was the case. It's like the universe did me a little favor, you know? It's like, okay, we'll wait until the concert's over, girl. But the second you get down those stairs and out that door, it's cramp until you die time. I'm glad it wasn't during the concert. I will say I'm very grateful for that. But to even not wait a second, not even wait a millisecond after I get out of those doors to have the pain come in. Ugh. Y'all, I saw the light for a minute. I was like, oh, this, I almost thought I was going to die. I thought this was the end for me. I thought that was really the end for me. But no, then I made it home and then we went to bed. Took some NyQuil and called that a night. And now I'm looking at the videos and I'm like, oh, I want to go back. And yeah, here we are. But that is it, my friends. I am done with this episode. I hope you enjoyed me yelling for the first half, almost crying on the first half, and then telling my experience of me going outside. End of, you know, key points to think right now. If you are considering going to a concert but you don't have friends to go with, or any event or anything, just go yourself. I know what you're thinking. You're like, well, I don't know. Just do it. Just get sexy, get hot, do whatever you gotta do to make yourself look sexy, delicious, and juicy, whatever you gotta do, and I support it. You're gonna look hot. Post the pictures. Take your fucking pictures. You're gonna look yummy. You're gonna look sexy. And you should be proud of that. At least you knew you went to the concert looking delicious. And then the whole gram is gonna know that you went to the concert looking delicious. And if you post it on Twitter or any other platform, they're all gonna know that you looked delicious and sexy to an event. Now they know. And you did too. So I highly recommend, I highly encourage it. But if you enjoyed today's episode, please rate me on Apple Podcasts. It would be a really nice thing if you could do it if you listened to me on Apple Podcasts. And without further ado, I'm going to go lay on a heating pad for the rest of the night and quite literally just eat so much. And also just watch La Casa de Papel and rot for as long as I can. Please take care of yourselves, everyone. If you're considering going to any event, please, please take your proper precautions. Wear your mask. I was triple masked up at the event last night. I forgot to include that for some reason. But take care of yourselves and whatever you got to do, take your proper precautions. And don't forget, love yourselves. Take care of yourselves and don't let a man disrespect you, ladies, and anyone else. All right. Bye.